Good morning, we're at the Manufactured Housing Committee, our regular meeting, October 13, 2017, at 9:40 a.m. at the Regulations Licensing Building at 5500 San Antonio Drive, Northeast Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. Melissa, can we have a roll call, please?
Chairwoman Becky Nocky.
Present.
Vice Chairman Scott Christensen.
Here.
Committee Member Nancy Erickson.
Here.
Committee Member Robert Keir.
Present.
Committee Member Chris Starrs.
So we have enough work for him?
You have more.
Thank you. On the agenda is the approval of this agenda. Is there a motion for approval of this agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
Next on the agenda is public comments. Is anybody present to make public comments?
Yeah, not public.
Hello. Okay. Next on our agenda is a director's report.
Yay. Good morning, Chairman Nocky and members.
I'm sorry.
You wanna vote?
Yeah, no, but we're missing approval of the minutes on my paperwork.
It's actually under old business.
Okay, I'm sorry. He pointed it out to me. It's a little different than mine.
I'm different, I apologize.
It's in the book, you don't have yours out of the book.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait, we'll get up all this ready.
Oh, I should've got one from up front. I'm sorry.
That's okay, there should be one in your book, but.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mine has one. Yeah, but see, he doesn't have the whole, that's why I know it needs to come out of the book.
Is yours correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll put interruption.
Okay.
Okay, good morning.
Sorry about that.
Chair Nocky, members, Manufactured Housing Committee, thank you for the opportunity to report to you this morning the events of the Manufactured Housing Division since our last meeting in June. So some of this is old news, but it needs to be on the record. The New Mexico Manufactured Housing Association held their 2017th annual convention at Sandia Resort and Casino, June 11th through June 13th. My wife, Linda, and I, as well as Jesus, attended industry's annual award banquet on Monday evening, June 12th. Jesus and I appreciate the recognition of MHD New Mexico and the roles we play as director and administrator. The convention was well attended. Kudos to Mark Duran for organizing and presenting an excellent and informative convention for the New Mexico Manufactured Housing Association and its industry members and representatives. IBTS conducted an audit at the Carston plant on June 27th through the 29th. There were several findings were documented by those committee members. Jesus questioned a few of the findings, and after further review and discussion, several of those findings were dismissed. As a result of the audit, we have now submitted revised primary inspection agency PIA procedures for on-site completion of manufactured homes. Neither plant in New Mexico participate in on-site completion programs, but IBTS wanted to have on file New Mexico on-site procedures, which we now have completed and submitted. Kudos to Mary James, our MHD label administrator. Mary's here with us today as well. She has now taken on the responsibility of providing monthly state administrative agency SAA reports. She's gone back and submitted past month's reports, and we are now current with our required SAA reporting. Mary worked closely with our IT department, resulting in an automated database that we can now pull the required information from each month and provide the required monthly reports in a timely manner. Good news is just telling that we moved forward with the MHD rules hearing, which was scheduled for September 18th, 2017, 9 o'clock at Santa Fe office, actually at the Tony and I building in a hearing room, second floor. As you recall, this is for the proposed changes to amend its rule 4.12.10.8 in NMAC sections D and E, manufactured housing fee of the New Mexico Administrative Code. This is not a change in fees, it is simply aligning the rule with current practice. An update on that agenda item, the hearing was held. It took place as scheduled. Those attending the hearing after questions and discussions supported the proposed language, which now aligns with MHD's current fees and processes. Please note that approval of the proposed language as presented in public hearing is on the agenda today under old business for MHC's approval. That concludes my report, and I'll stand for any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Burke.
All right, thank you very much.
Next on the agenda, an administrator report. Mr. Petrosko, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. As Director McMurray stated, the Manufactured Housing Association hosted its annual convention. They had a workshop. The 2017 workshop was something unique. It was way above, and kudos to everybody that participated, the association, the members, and Mark Duran for putting it together. We actually had a chassis that was, Karsten brought over a chassis. They were, you know, they volunteered their services by providing the chassis. We had demonstrations. We had some areas where we did some violations so people could, you know, we could point out some stuff, see if people would see the violation, and then some of them caught it, some of them did it. We went over some stuff. We went over the regulations. All participants got 3 credits of CEUs. Those, just for everybody's information, those are recorded in our share system. We have them. What happens is when somebody submits for a renewal of a license, automatically Larry has access to that information, and it's easier to track. So we keep that in our database. Since our last meeting, Northern Chief Inspector Joseph Aragon is back to work at 100%. He is out in the field. He's performing inspections. He's also managing his staff and also performing inspections at the plant at Carson Homes. And then just recently, we had a upgrade. IT, RLD IT did an upgrade to our Acela system. So it's functioning a whole lot better. We are, we stay in communications with our staff on a daily basis. If anybody has any concerns or, you know, you guys have my number, but we're on top of it. We're trying to get back at performing inspections to maybe 2 days. I think we're still at 3 or 4, somewhere in there, but we're trying to get it back down. IBTS had scheduled a IPR headquarter audit. That's where they come and look at all our paperwork. It was supposed to be on Tuesday of this week. For unforeseen reasons, they had to reschedule, so we won't know when the next one's coming up. But you know, we're prepared. We have all our documents in order, so they're more than welcome to come at any time. But just one of those processes. We are fully staffed. Southern Area Inspector Jose Chacon will be taking his annual exam. That should be coming up in 2 weeks, so we can get him fully certified, and that way he's met all the minimum requirements. Other than that, at this time I stand for to answer any questions.
I have a question. Are we going to replace Sam? Because Melissa's got a lot of, I know she's doing a beautiful job for the office. I'm sorry, I forgot that.
Yes, Chairman Notke, members. We have about 8 positions that we're looking at, and we're kind of prioritizing those throughout the area. The majority of all of the duties of Sam have been picked up by Mary, by Melissa, and others. We're getting another person at the front desk that will help with the MHD and CID. And we still have that position vacant, so okay. We ultimately will be filling it, but I'm not sure how timely it's going to be.
Okay, thank you.
Talking of positions, any updates on the committee positions, or?
No, sir. Chairman Notke, co-chair Christensen. We haven't heard back. We've given several recommendations and just haven't received any positions. It's not just MHD. Administration just doesn't seem to be filling those board positions in any of the agencies at this point. I don't know where it's very difficult, and that's why, and they, we have expressed this to, above my pay grade, and that's been carried forward. It's just like the reason we haven't met since June. It's not anyone's particular fault, or lack of not wanting to meet. It's the fact that we have five members now instead of seven, and to get a quorum, it's difficult because things happen and people are absent, and sometimes we just can't meet. So it's really important to have a full committee. I'm two or three short in my commission at CID. We have the same issue. I keep asking, and I will continue.
Thank you. Any other questions? So we'll go back on the agenda is old business. It's the approval of the June 9th, 2017 minutes. Is there a motion to approve these minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the June 9th, 2017 meeting.
A second.
Next on the agenda is the rules change in permit and inspection fees. Ms. Sally.
Hi.
Thank you.
We did have the public hearing. There was public comment. Co-chair Christensen was the hearing officer. He has submitted a report for approval as was proposed initially. I would ask for a vote in an approval so that we can move forward with getting it submitted to the register.
So do you want to agree about
it? May I answer any questions for the committee since I was there?
You all have his report.
Yes, okay. We have that.
I guess I would move for
motion to move.
Motion to move the approval of my shenanigans. September 18th and our rules hearing.
I'll second.
Wait a minute. I think I have to say, is there a motion to approve these, right?
You don't have to, but if Madam Chair, if the motion could be restated, please.
Which from her, myself.
From me, Scott.
Yes.
I would make a motion to approve the
proposed amendment.
Proposed wording in the regulations under fees 14, 12, 10, 8, under D and E.
Second.
So it's all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We did that right now? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Next on the agenda is new businesses. And is the new election of officers. I'd like to put a motion, or is it a point?
You can do that, you can motion.
Motion for Scott Christensen to be the chairman for the committee here. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Now, can I do the next one, or is it
no? We need to take a vote.
Is there a vote? We're all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Anyone object? Motion passes.
Congratulations, Scott.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott.
Now, does he?
She's been grooming me.
So, for the vice chair, would that be Scott bringing that over now?
Do I make?
I think that, Madam Chair, Member Christensen, I think if I understand correctly what you're asking me, it was, at what point does the vote
over.
Become effective? Is that correct?
Yes.
So, unless for those of you and in the audience, I am standing in for another attorney, and so when I say that I'm not as familiar with your rules, right? So, unless there's something in your rules that would say at the moment the vote is taken, it becomes effective, I'd say that we should finish the meeting
okay.
with you remaining
okay.
as the chair, and it become effective when we're done here.
Okay. So for vice chair, I have put a motion for Bobby Gear to be his vice chair.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Don't you love me?
Anybody opposed?
Anybody opposed? Okay. If I may, what you can do, just to keep the record clean, is you guys could vote as to when it does become effective. Do you want it effective at close of business today, at the next meeting? I think that's the really good way for you guys to have no question.
Yes.
And it's on the record. So if somebody could move.
I'll make a motion that the new positions be filled at the close of this meeting today.
Is there a second?
I'll second that one.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. So next on the agenda on the new business is B, is order. An order to show cause of hearing NM-12-11-028, American Red Homes. B, is this yours?
My understanding from Lori was that since the individuals paid the settlement agreements, that all we need to do is discuss it within executive session, and they don't need to be here present for the hearing.
So do we just move that to executives?
It's an executive session.
It's one of the items, isn't it?
Yes, I see it on D.
Is that for both of them?
Yeah.
And Chair Maki, that is for both of them.
So we'll just table it until.
Okay, we'll table that till executive session.
What you need to do on this, if you need to make a motion, if I'm not mistaken, is no action taken in the open session, that it will be taken in executive session.
We don't need to make a motion for that. We'll just talk.
Okay.
It's already, it's already listed in executive session, and so therefore the authority is there. So we'll just discuss it in executive session.
Okay, well, do I need to say that? Or just let it be?
Yeah, we'll just keep going.
Okay. So I guess we're going to go into executive session, because that's the same as with the order to show cause of hearing 142-13-04-18 and H. Moore Home Services. We'll discuss it in executive session.
Yes, I do.
Right here, isn't it? I got it. I got it.
You gotta give me that.
Is there a motion to close this meeting and enter an executive session?
I make a motion to close the meeting and enter into executive session.
Melissa, can you take our roll call for us, please?
Chairwoman Maki?
Yes.
Vice Chair Scott Christensen?
Yes.
Committee Member Nancy Erickson?
Yes.
Committee Member Robert Keir?
Yes.
Committee Member Chris Starrs?
Yes.
And the time is 9:58, so we're going to an executive session.
Motion.
The motion is approved. Thank you. Let the record show that the committee enter into executive session at 9:58. And may we have the recorder off?
Thank you.
Thank you. That the recorder is back on. Do I need another time? 11:25? The Manufactured Housing Committee is back in open session. This time is 11:25 a.m. During the executive session, I affirm that the committee members reviewed and discussed only the items listed on the agenda under executive session as specified in the motion to enter in the executive session.
I make a motion to dismiss case number 161, somebody call it 17-06-20MH.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. That's more than I used to say, so that's good. Okay. Bobby again?
I make a motion that the board authorize a pre-NCA settlement agreement, and if settlement negotiations are unsuccessful, then an NCA shall be issued?
Referred.
Referred, and if the respondent fails to respond in a timely manner to the NCA, a default order shall be issued in a case listed under agenda item 85, semicolon 17-03-23MH.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
I make a motion that the committee refer agenda item 6217-0308MH to the Office of the Attorney General for a notice of contemplation action.
I second the motion.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm thinking.
Aye.
I approve? All approve?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, okay.
I make a motion that the committee refer agenda item 150-17-0605MH to the Office of the Attorney General for a notice of contemplation action.
I second the motion.
Bobby seconds it? Okay, same thing. All in favor, I'm sorry.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Scott.
In the matter of NM-12-11-028, I make a motion to close.
Is there a second? Nancy? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
On the disciplinary matter of D2, item 142-13-04-18MH, recommendation to close.
I'll second it.
Or motion to close.
Nancy seconds it. All approve?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Disciplinary matter D3, 124, semicolon 16-05-09MH. Make a motion to approve the stipulated settlement.
Second.
Chris seconds it. All approve?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the next regular scheduled meeting, which is December 8th, 2017 at 9:30 a.m. at the Construction Industry Office at 5500 San Antonio Drive Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109 at the main conference room. Is there a motion?
Can I make a request?
Second.
Wait a minute. Go ahead, Scott.
Discussion?
At that time, we will be reviewing the next year's agenda. So if you could take some time or be prepared, and I'm guessing it's going to stay the same Friday type sequence, but we ran into a Good Friday issue last time, so any comments for next year, be ready to speak then when we have it on our agenda item?
Yes, Mr. Director.
Chairman Knight, key members. It doesn't have to stay on Friday. It's at your discretion, whatever works best for your schedules. Our CID committee commission meets on Tuesday. Meet on Thursdays, I think.
Wednesdays.
Is it Wednesdays? Every other, and it's every other month. So the months that you've been had, you need to stay in those same months so we don't end up having two meetings in 1 month. But you can, if Friday doesn't work, guys, you can change that date and time to your convenience.
I just bring it up so when we address that next
sure.
session, we're...
The new chairman's giving us homework. Apparently.
Yep.
It,
and the meeting told me it closed yet.
Yes. All right. Okay. So, Scott?
I make a motion to accept the next regular scheduled meeting as listed from Becky.
Second. Motion to adjourn?
Well,
yeah.
Go ahead.
He seconded a motion.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Okay, Bobby and Nancy. Wait, one minute. All in favor?
Aye.
Seconded. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Yes, yes, that was my job.
I like it when you're happy.
No.
Unless I stole your paper, kid.
We're more, they're more easygoing.